This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. We continue our study and our series, The Peace of the Father. And today we're at part 20. You can find all the other parts of this awesome series on our Podbean site. If you go to worshipradio247/podbean, with an N at the end, .com, you will find all of the podcasts that we've done. And we've got some 850 podcasts there now. And I've been told time and time again what a resource it is. And you can listen and download them anytime you wish. Today we're looking at Isaiah, the 54th chapter. And I really want to look at verse 10, but I'm going to go back just slightly. And I'm going to start at verse 6. Lord God Almighty himself is speaking. And I say this every time. Every time God is speaking through his word, I say this. This is why you need to look at scripture. This is why you need to read scripture and study it, because God is talking. And right through his prophet Isaiah, he is voicing his concerns. He is saying what he feels through his prophet Isaiah. Listen to this. Isaiah says, "For the Lord has called you back from your grief, as though you were a young wife abandoned by her husband, says your God." Here's God talking to you now. Listen, and I know that you need this word. Are you listening intently now? Because this word is for you. God says this. For a brief moment, I abandoned you. But with great compassion, I will take you back. In a burst of anger, I turned my face away for a little while. But with everlasting love, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. Can you hear him? Can you hear his voice? He's talking to you. He's talking to you very clearly today. Verse 9 says, "Just as I swore in the time of Noah that I would never again let a flood cover the earth, so now I swear that I will never again be angry and punish you. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then, my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord who has mercy on you." Oh, beloved, when you feel that you've messed up, when you feel that you've gone down the wrong road, when you feel that you've made so many mistakes in life, when you think in your heart, "No, the Lord can't forgive me. He can never forgive me for what I have done, because I've done so many things wrong. Oh, woe is me. What is going to happen to me? I am so panicked. I don't know what to do." And then you hear this. Because because that is what love is all about. When you love someone, you don't abandon them anymore. When you love someone, you don't turn away from them even though they are going through such crises. When you love someone, you stay close to them. When you love someone, you care about them. I'm going to look really briefly at Ephesians. No, I'm not. I'm going to look at 1 Corinthians and the 13th chapter. And I'm going to go from verse 4. It says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. And it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Love will last forever. I love that so much. I love to meditate on those words so very much. For the Message puts this in this way in Isaiah the 54th chapter. For even if the mountains walk away and the hills fall to pieces, my love won't walk away from you. My covenant commitment of peace will not fall apart. The God who has compassion on you says so. I feel I'm talking to someone who has felt abandoned, who has felt lost. But God is calling you back. This word is for you, for He is calling you back. This word is for you. If you've not been feeling peaceful, if you feel your peace has left you, the peace of Almighty God has departed and gone away. Because you can't seem to find that peace. You can't get that peace back in your life, and you don't understand why. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you directly now. Because you're not even sure that you have a relationship with the living God, and you're listening to this radio station, and actually you're wondering why. But you were getting such wonderful joy and peace from the music, you just don't understand why. That is because God Almighty Himself is knocking on the door of your heart. And He's saying to you, open up your heart to me. But how do I do that? How do I open up my heart? You just open your heart by receiving this word. For this word penetrates deep into your heart in a way you didn't think possible. That is because the Holy Spirit is engineering this word for you. The Holy Spirit is talking direct inside you, inside your very heart and soul. And he says, no longer are you alone. No longer are you alone, for I love you, says your God. And when he says he loves you, he says this, I can tell you what love is, because love is patient and kind. It's not jealous, it's not boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way, it's not irritable, but it keeps no record of when it's been wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith. It's always hopeful, endures through every circumstance. Love never fails, and my love for you, my child, is never, ever, ever going to fail. And I know that as I am bringing you these impassioned words, your heart is filling with joy. Your heart and soul are being flooded with his peace. And that is the miracle of Almighty God. That is the miracle of hearing his word and having that word be applied in your life. Because that is what Scripture is. That is what the Bible is. It's not a dusty old book that lives on the shelf and never gets opened. It is full of unfailing love. It is full of words of encouragement that will change your life. I had a friend who told me a story about a tramp who used to sit on the steps of this church. And he used to smoke his roll-ups. And the vicar came out one day and said, would you like this Bible, this New Testament? And the tramp said, I'd love it. Thank you very much. But the vicar said, I want you to read it. And the tramp said, yeah, I'll read it. So he read Matthew, the first chapter, the first page. And when he'd read it, he ripped it out of the book and he rolled a cigarette with the paper because he'd run out of papers. And he read the next page and the next page and the next page, and each time he read a page, he'd rip it out of the book and turn it into a cigarette and smoke it. And then he got as far as the Gospel of John and he read John, the third chapter, and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And that tramp's life was secured. That tramp's life was totally changed. He didn't rip one more page out, but gave his heart to the Lord Jesus, and his life was transformed. Beloved, I know your life is being transformed even now as I'm bringing you this word. I want you to say just a few words to acknowledge that this word has penetrated your heart. And you sense his peace. I want you, when I pray, just to say yes and amen. Heavenly Father, this word is special. I know, Father, I know that I know that I know that this word is so special today. And I give you the glory and the honor and the power, penetrate this word into the hearts of those you want to touch, Lord. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And if this has moved you, just say yes and amen. I also want you to do one more thing. I want you to send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org and just say these words. I said yes and amen. In Jesus' name, amen.